The United States has never had a president as polarizing as Donald Trump. Now in his seventh month in office, let's look at the numbers with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
This isn't a huge surprise, but what do the numbers show?
Well, we're able to now look at the second quarter for Donald Trump, which ended, of course, 6 months after he took office, which was January the 20th. That allows us to combine interviews and then compare him to the second quarters of other presidents who were newly elected, going all the way back to Dwight Eisenhower. Trump's number, 39%, to be precise, 38.8%. And as I mentioned, we can compare that to all the other newly elected presidents since World War II, and that, as you mentioned, is dead last. The closest to Trump was Bill Clinton back in 1993. He had 44%, but beyond that, every other newly elected president was at the majority level or higher. And you go back to John Kennedy and you go back to Dwight Eisenhower, they both had job approval ratings in the second quarters of their terms in office above 70%.
How about Donald Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama?
Obama was doing quite well on a relative basis in his second quarter, which would have been in 2009, 62% job approval rating. He had a honeymoon period, which Trump didn't.
I was looking at the map Gallup generated where it focuses on states, and there's a broad swath right through the middle for Trump.
That's absolutely right. You see these big differences that we see whenever we look at kind of red and blue on the map of the United States. Trump's job approval rating is above 50%, actually, in 17 states. Most of them not highly populated, mind you. But if you look at the map, that's a big swath of geographic area where Trump's job approval rating is in majority territory. And then there are another 17 states where he's below 40%.
I understand South Carolina is the only coastal state that registers for Donald Trump.
Yes, 50% job approval rating for Trump in his first 6 months in South Carolina. Where he does best, you'll be interested to know, is not so far from where we are, West Virginia. A lot of coal miners in West Virginia. Donald Trump promised he would bring back coal jobs. That's one of his strongholds, at least right now, 60% job approval rating. Other places where Trump does pretty well on a relative basis are the two Dakotas, North and South Dakota. 57%, and then Montana and Wyoming, and then down to the south, Alabama, and then Oklahoma, and then Kansas. These are all those traditionally red states where Donald Trump's job approval rating is well into the 50% and higher margin.
Though move up the coast to Massachusetts, and it's a decidedly different story.
Oh, absolutely. If you look in New England, you find the lowest approval rating for Trump of anywhere in the country. Vermont has that distinction of being the state whose residents give Trump the lowest job approval rating of any state we looked at, 26% on average. Then we have Massachusetts, and then we go all the way out to California, a huge state, 30% job approval rating, and then Maryland and New York and Connecticut, all those states on the East Coast, and out to Hawaii, Washington, Illinois.
Let's bring it back to our tri-state region.
Well, Pennsylvania, as we know, is a classic swing state, and their job approval rating for Trump for the 6 months of the year, 43%, slightly actually above the average for the nation as a whole. But New Jersey and Delaware are a little below the mean. Delaware's average job approval rating for Trump in the first 6 months was 38%, and then New Jersey was 36%. So not huge differences across our tri-state area, but clearly more positive vibes for Trump in Pennsylvania than in New Jersey or Delaware.
Frank, let's park politics and talk polygamy. Now, I looked it up. It's the practice or custom of having more than one wife or husband at the same time. And I understand Gallup went polling on attitudes around that.
We have been asking Americans about whether or not polygamy is morally acceptable going all the way back to the first years of the previous decade. And we have seen a significant change. We started out where only 7% of Americans said polygamy was morally acceptable, and now that has edged its way up to 17%. What are the reasons for that? Well, what do you think? Could be television. There are shows now talking about showing polygamous families, and maybe that's made it a little more acceptable to some Americans.
Do attitudes around polygamy coincide with, shall we say, more liberal attitudes around other sexual practices?
They do. And one of the big drivers of attitudes about the moral acceptability of sexual practices in general, and that includes things we ask about like having a baby outside of wedlock, sex between an unmarried man and a woman, teenagers having sexual relations, all of those tend to group together, including polygamy. More liberal people tend to be more accepting, and what's driving that tends to be religiosity. In fact, if you take religion out, and just look at people in our sample who have no religious identification at all. We call them the nones. We've talked about that a lot, N-O-N-E-S. We have almost a third who say, yes, polygamy is morally acceptable. So religiosity is clearly one of the big drivers of this. All of these attitudes about what is or is not permitted when it comes to sexual relations in our society today.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.